Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Transformation Zone. This is our first show for 2016, and we're so excited that you took the time out of your busy schedule to join us this evening. We had decided this year that we're going to take the first show and just visit some things that have been on our mind and are on a lot of people's mind for 2016. And for that fact, a lot of it crosses our mind every year. You know, every year in the fourth quarter of the prior year, we start thinking about what we want to do differently, how we want to change our lives, how we want to make an impact for the upcoming year. We sit down and we talk about strategic plans, New Year's resolutions, new goals and objectives, you know, just how we want to reshape or rethink what we're really doing. And one of the things that I've noticed about me, and probably something that you encounter yourselves, is after about 3 or 4 months into the year, sometimes even before that, something happens. Something changes in our life. Something takes us down a new road or a different course, and we start all over again. We throw out a new set of goals, a new set of objectives. A lot of times we forget about the things that we said we were going to do when we started the year. We said we were going to change our diet. We were going to work out more. We were going to show up to work earlier. We were going to stay at work later. We were going to work even less, spend more time with the family, do more quality things that we enjoy. And we get caught up in the everyday hustle and bustle, and those old things, those old habits, those old areas of comfort reach out or tap us on the shoulder and say, "Hey, remember me? Remember all the good times that we had when we were doing the things that we used to do, that we used to enjoy, that really put us in the situation that we are today? They weren't that bad. Why don't we go back to doing them? Because that's where we're comfortable." And folks, I'm here to tell you, you know, that's a battle, as I said, that we all face. Those are things that we are all challenged with every day. And it's up to us to really stay the course, to challenge ourselves to move beyond our comfort zones, to really stick to that new course, stick to those new goals and objectives. And one of the things that I've been working on, I'm going to mention it, I'm working on a new book, and the new book will be out later on this year. And this book is about leadership. It's about changing the way leadership, we as leaders look at things so that we can be better at what we do. And what I've decided as I go through this is to share some of the tips that I've learned, things that I've talked to other people about, some things that I've gotten from some interviews that I've done with some scholars and people that are prominent in business about leadership and what they've done to be successful as leaders and what they've done to be successful in their careers leading other people and at the simplest point, leading themselves. You know, one of my favorite quotes says that everybody's a leader, but the first person that you lead is yourself, and you have to lead yourself down the right path so that others recognize you as being a focused, driven, and passionate individual about things, and they want to understand your thought process and your leadership style. So I created something called the 5 C's of Transformation, which I really feel are some things that we need to think about as we develop ourselves to take care of these new goals and objectives for 2015 or 2016, excuse me. Yeah, I don't want to live in the past. but 2016 and beyond, because I'm very, very aware of the many, many things that pull us in so many different directions. And if it's not committed to writing, or it's not digitally kept in your computer, in your iPhone or your Droid or on your Surface Pro or on your iPad, somewhere that you can constantly refer back to it, somewhere where you can update it and document your progress, those good things and those areas of opportunity that need to be shored up so that you can at least sit down quarterly and reevaluate where you are versus where you said you wanted to be and what you need to do to get to the next level. So let's talk a little bit about what I call the five C's of transformation. And the first C is probably one of the most dominating C's in any person's life, and that's change. You know, there's a saying that says the only thing that's constant in the world or constant in life is that things will constantly change. And we have all kinds of changes that hit us every day. There are five changes in our lives that they say are the most, psychologists say are the most dominating or dramatic changes that happen to an individual that sometimes can throw them either off track or allow them to reestablish themselves and re-energize themselves in the process. The first is moving your residence. Excuse me. As a young person, I was in an industry that moved me and my family across the country six times. You know, I moved from my original home in New Jersey to Maryland, and from one part of Maryland outside of Baltimore to another part of Maryland outside of Washington, D.C., then across country to Oakland, California, then to Indianapolis, Indiana, then to Omaha, Nebraska, and then finally settling in South Florida. And I use that as an example because in each case, there were so many different things that happened. You know, it doesn't sound like a lot moving from Maryland from New Jersey to Maryland, but the customs and folkways and mores of people in Maryland were a little different than people in the Northeast Corridor near Philadelphia and New York. The pace was slower. The pace even slowed more when I moved to California. Then to the Midwest, wholesome communities, different types of people, different ideology about things. You know, people in the middle America think people from California are a little different. People in middle America think that people from New York are a little different. So it was an adjustment. It was change for me, but not only change for me, but for my family, my wife, my children, and everybody who was living in my household at the time. Change is something that's always going to happen. And I wrote an article recently, and it was, based on a song that I grew up with back in the 70s. And that song was by a gentleman named Donald Byrd. And Donald Byrd and the Blackbirds was a group, I'm not sure if you're a jazz fan, but it was a jazz group. And the musician Donald Byrd wrote a song called Change, Makes You Want to Hustle. And I love that because when things start changing around you and you start experiencing change in your life, the one thing that you have to do to keep pace with that change is you got to turn it up a notch. You got to get in gear. You got to hustle. Because if you don't, that change may overtake you and that change may run you over. So when I hear that song, Change Makes You Want to Hustle, and that statement, it just coincides with what I know that each of us have to deal with and decide that we're going to do when change occurs. Second change, and I'm not going to spend a lot more time on change, but I really want to talk about the other four changes. New job. In all five of those moves, or all six of those moves, I got a new job. New people, new environment, new place, new policies, new procedures. Forced to change. Something that we all have to make sure that we have control of, understanding what's going on in our environment and how it's changing when we take on a new job. Another change, new baby. Had two children born, one in Maryland, one in Indiana. When children are interjected into a relationship, they change the circumstances of the relationship. The husband and the wife no longer can just focus on each other. There are one or two or multiple, even more, people in that relationship, in that circle, in that nucleus, vying for attention. Sometimes that change can be overwhelming. Marriages fail just because of the fact that somebody feels neglected, somebody feels left out. So we really have to understand that change is going to happen, and when you have a new child or a new baby, you got to deal with it. Marriage or divorce, bring another person into your home, into a relationship that is going to be a long-lasting relationship, something that you're making a commitment to another person to be with them for an extended period of time, if not until the end of time. Takes a long, long, hard amount of thought and understanding. You know, they say you never really know a person until you live with them. People date for years and years and years and think that they're ready to get married only to understand after they get married that the person that they married is not the person that they thought they knew. And then on the other side, sometimes that leads to divorce. It's another traumatic change. Things in your life are changing because you are now separating from a person that you've spent a large amount of time with, either in the dating side, the engagement side, being married to a person. Some marriages don't last, but other marriages, they can be 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. And all of a sudden, two people grow apart because things in their lives have changed. The way they look at the world has changed. And dealing with that change has caused them to separate. And a wedge has been driven between their relationship. Tell you what, change still makes you want to hustle, doesn't it? Because even in divorce, even in marriage, you got to hustle to stay on board. Last but not least is the loss of a spouse, loss of a child, a loss of a parent. It changes your perspective. It changes your life. You know, a few years ago, my father passed, 2009. And growing up, my father and I were very, very close. And I learned a lot from him. He was a very hard worker, a very dedicated man to his family. And when he was no longer there, even though as I got older and had my own family, I didn't live as close, I didn't have the ability to just pick up the phone and say, hey, how you doing? How are things? How you been? Is everything okay? And it really changed my world. It changed my environment. It really had a major impact on me because I felt that a part of me, a part of my world was no longer there. And that, coping with that change really hit home and hit me very, very hard. So we have to understand that when you're dealing with change, no matter what format that change is, you've got to dig deep inside of yourself. You've got to sometimes be flexible. Many times you're going to have to flex and deviate from your own personal opinion on something. Somebody else is going to have to be able to say, hey, you know what? You need to look at this a little differently. You need to look at this from a different perspective. Take a look at this from the way I view it versus the way you view it. Sometimes when we do very, very well, that's very hard because we feel as though we have arrived. We feel as though we are accomplished more than some of the people around us, and we're not willing to change what we're doing to take our performance to, from even that level to the next level. You know, John D. Rockefeller said, don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great. Sometimes we are, because we're not willing to change. So what I say to you is, embrace change. Be a change maker. Be a change advocate. Shoot for the moon, as my coach Les Brown would say, and if you miss, you'll fall amongst the stars. The next C in the five C's of transformation is confidence. And I say, when I think about confidence, what comes to mind is the second part of that, which says, discovering the strength inside of you. Early in my career, somebody said to me that, you know, a lot of confident people are portrayed or in they are accused of being arrogant. And I asked someone, I said, well, what is the difference between confidence and arrogance? And there is a difference. There's a huge difference between confidence and arrogance. Confident people are not afraid to listen to other people. Confident people, even though they understand in their heart of hearts where they want to go, their confidence allows them to be taught, coached, trained by other individuals. Arrogant people don't allow that. Arrogant people don't want you to play in their sandbox. They feel as though they have arrived. They don't need you. So I want people to be confident. We want people to be able to believe in themselves. You know, success never goes on sale is something that I firmly believe in and something that I've spoken about. But because one of the points of success never goes on sale is you have to believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, the biggest problem is nobody else will either. So you have to have the confidence in your abilities that you can do it. And the one thing that I will say to you that will help you develop more confidence if you don't have it is educating yourself, feeding your mind. You know, we spend a lot of time in the kitchen in our houses and at our parents' houses growing up eating. We're feeding our body. We're making sure that we maintain a healthy body. You know, as an athlete, you talk about athletes. My son was a soccer player, and some days when he came home, I mean, he was famished because he was just his body was performing at a very, very high level, and he needed to feed his body constantly to be able to maintain that high level of energy and that high level of performance. It's the same with our mind. We have to feed our mind to grow more confident. If you take the time to train your mind, if you take the time to train yourself mentally, it will allow you to be much more confident when it comes time for you to do things and speak about different things in different situations and under different circumstances. So we have to continually work on ourselves, train ourselves, enrich our mind, enrich our vocabulary so that we understand when we step up there, we're going to be okay. And we step up there with a level of confidence that can't be equaled because we've done the work. You got to put in the work. You got to be willing to do the things today that other people won't so that tomorrow you can have the things that other people can't. Because the people that are confident in their own abilities have the ability to do things that people that lack that confidence will never do. And 9 times out of 10, they lack that confidence because they haven't put in the work. They have not fed their mind. So feed your mind. I really believe that. The next is courage. The willingness, the drive, the tenacity to overcome adversity. Because you're going to run into some adverse situations. Your goals, your objectives, you're going to run into a situation where your goal, you've got a goal and you've got an idea that something that you want to do is just, you're so strong and you're so, I don't want to say challenged, but you want to do this so bad and you fail. You've put your heart and soul into something and you fail. You got to have the courage to get up. You have to have the courage to stand again, to not allow that failure to totally consume you, not allow yourself to be distracted because something didn't go your way, something didn't happen the way you wanted it to. You have to be able to draw from within yourself and just exude that courage that says, I'm not going to let this stop me. I'm not going to let this derail my train. I'm not going to let this flatten the tires of my vehicle that's moving ahead because I'm on a mission. I've got somewhere to go. You know, Marilyn Vos Savant said, you don't drown by falling in the water. You drown by staying there. Courage to continue to swim. You have to have the courage to continue to drive on. Courage is very important to maintain your success, to maintain that hunger when adversity strikes. We're going to talk about two more C's, and I'm hoping I get a chance to finish. And if I don't finish this, I promise you I will come back to the last C that I'm not able to get to because I have two more. One is commitment. And we talked a little bit about commitment when we talked about things like a new job. You know, you're getting them, you're committing to a person. You're committing to a company. You're committing to yourself in a lot of those instances. And getting the most out of your own potential takes commitment. And we talked about courage. We talked about confidence. We talked about change. But you have to be committed because, again, adversity is going to knock on the door. You know, I've heard it said that success will check your credentials. And your credentials are earned through commitment. You've got to be committed when it's not easy for you to achieve something, when it's not easy for you to get through something. You know, I had the pleasure of attending an event one day, and it was a John Maxwell event, and I'm hoping I get the gentleman's name right. The gentleman who spoke to us was Nick Vukovic. And Nick is a motivational speaker. And I want to talk about his commitment. Here's a gentleman who changed my whole outlook on life. I mean, he stood in front of us and spoke to us for 90 minutes. And I say spoke to us, and I say stood, because this gentleman actually, Nick was born with no arms and no legs. No arms and no legs. But he was so committed to living a life, a normal life, that here's a man who speaks across the world. He has no arms and no legs. He took notes, iPhone, from the crowd because he wanted to answer everybody's questions. He allowed us to ask him questions. He typed them with one toe on the stage. He spoke to us for 90 minutes, answered everybody's questions, and told us his story about how he grew up as a child with no arms and no legs. He was born that way. and how he made a commitment to his self at a young age that he was going to be unstoppable in his commitment. He was going to make sure that he lived a normal life. And to this day, you know, I read about him and I follow him. This man is speaking across the world. He's a minister. He's bringing the gospel to many, many people throughout the globe. He now has two children and a lovely wife. And every time I look at him, he embodies, in my mind, commitment. So make a commitment to yourself in 2016 that you're going to be the best you. And the last C that will complete this series, I'm going to speak a few minutes tonight about consistency. You can deal with change. You can be confident. You can be committed. You can have all the courage in the world. But if you are not willing to rise up and consistently perform at a high level, you're not going to succeed. You know, as I worked in corporate America, I had a vice president who shared something with us one day. We were talking to him, and we asked him, his name was Ed. We said, Ed, you know, we want to be the best at what we do. Can you give us any insight, or can you tell us something that will help us as we go through the process of trying to be the best? And Ed looked at us and he said, I have one thing that I live by and one thing that I'll share with you that it will allow you to continue to perform at a high level. And he said, consistency makes good performance great performance. Consistency will allow you to reach for the highest level every day. And that's really what consistency means and embodies. You have to be in a position where you're going to dig deep and reach for the highest level every day. You've got to be willing to just dig down inside of yourself and rise to the occasion. I heard it said by another one of my bosses. He used to challenge us when we were working in a very difficult situation, pre-opening a hotel. And he said, I only have one request of you. He said, I request that you show up with your best self every day. And I ask you this question. In 2016, are you willing to show up with your best self every day? Are you willing to do the things that other people won't so that tomorrow you can have the things that other people can't? Are you willing to make the commitment? Do you have the courage and the confidence to deal with the changing world and consistently perform at magic levels? I think you do. That's why I believe in this final saying, transform your thinking, my friend, and you will transform your world. My name is Elvin Shawell. I've been your host this evening. Thank you very much for joining me. I look forward to talking to you next week when we will do another segment of The Transformation Zone. Have a wonderful day. God bless. Good night.